The Ashes According to Bumble by David Lloyd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. One of the first things you notice as an England cricketer on an Ashes tour is the aggression showed towards you by the locals, even when they're trying to be nice. "G'day," they say, lips pursing into a smile before rolling the rest of the sentence off the tongue like a lizard toying with a defenceless ant. "You pommy bastard." Such uncouth language. Surely everybody with a bit of culture about them knows that on first meetings it is the done thing to be as formal as possible. No shortening of words, and certainly no use of slang. "Good morning, how do you do?" Now that would be a far better address to a visitor to one's country. It's what our good Queen would approve of. And let's not forget that for all our historical sporting differences, we are united by one thing at least. We have remained kind enough to share her good ladyship with that other rabble. And anyway, if this pseudo-hostility from our Australian host was designed to intimidate, it clearly chose the wrong bloke. Regular greetings like that were unlikely to break me psychologically. After all, I'd suffered a lot worse during my upbringing in Accrington. Let's face it, when your mum dresses you in pink frocks, insists on growing your hair long and calling you Gwyneth, as mine did, who cares what you get called outside your front door? Mum had wanted a girl, you see, and for a time, she was not prepared to let the fact that I wasn't one get in the way of her dream. You see, it's easy to lose your sense of perspective when it comes to the phony war that develops before every England v Australia series. But while Dennis and Jeff could bruise my bones...